pretty hard to escape the Christmas music if you go anywhere around the city now. Restaurants, shops, businesses, everyone's in the Christmas mood. It's the final weekend to shop before Christmas. 6 days to go now, and hopefully you're not too overwhelmed with the shopping list growing longer, the number of visitors you're expecting to stay with you on the holidays. It can be a little overwhelming, all the planning and the prep work, but take a breath. First thing you got to do is probably shovel. Man, there was a lot of snow yesterday to shovel around Saskatchewan here, and we got another extra Alberta Clipper coming through now. This one already giving us some light snow, and it's really windy out too, and we could expect high winds and more snow today and through part of tomorrow too. But you know what? I was driving to work this morning, and I was thinking to myself, wow, I passed three city graders. They're out 24/7 right now. And coming down Arcola, it was completely free of snow. Victoria as well, when I came down there towards downtown. Graders are out doing their thing. And of course, revealing a lot of that freezing rain that had iced up the roads prior. So it's a little slippery here and there. It's winter driving. We know what it's like. And I have to admit, it's been mostly praise on my CJME Morning Show Facebook page for the way the city has handled the blizzard cleanup. I was asking, what were your thoughts? And many are happy, pointing to the 24/7 work ethic. A few suggested more effort maybe could go into cleaning the side streets, but I think overall opinions are appreciative of the city's efforts. Bonnie Tudor, a bus driver, thinks they did a fantastic job. She saw salt and sand trucks regularly working the intersections as she was out driving her school bus. Belinda Long said she's not too crazy about the snow ridges that they create on occasion. They're hard to see around, but that's pretty tough to, you know, not have happen this early into a blizzard. But Sharon Hancock couldn't believe her street was sanded. She said, I haven't seen them come down our street in 10 years. Carissa McKee thought the response has been awesome compared to where she lives. She's here visiting from Edmonton. Said, no complaints for me. I was impressed. There were several complaints, though, about how bad Ring Road was yesterday. Many thinking salt and sand would be nice. Yeah, there are a lot of cars in the ditch, and it was like an ice rink, as our own Jillian Massey went out there yesterday morning and said it was white knuckler at times too. But overall, according to my CJME Morning Show Facebook page, you're pretty pleased with the response. But there were a number of collisions. Police updating us, something like over 30 collisions through the hours of the blizzard and through yesterday they attended to. Most were because of the blizzard, not all, but most. On social media, Premier Scott Moe gave a shout-out to SAS Power for having restored power to the province after the storm. Yes, at one point, conditions got so bad in the blizzard, they had to hold out and wait it out till yesterday morning to get back to work, but everyone apparently now back online. And the Premier is going to join me for a chat about the virtual meeting he had with all the other premiers. First time in a while with Prime Minister Mark Carney. We'll find out what he learned there. And have a little fun, too, because it's Christmas. He's driving home to Shelbrooke for Christmas. And we'll check in with me just after the 7 o'clock news. But, yeah, I got home from work yesterday. It took me about an hour and a half to shovel my driveway and sidewalks, and maybe a little less for you, depending how the wind blew, right? Some driveways and sidewalks were worse than others. But not everyone could shovel on their own. So in the Lakeview neighborhood, the Snow Angels program came in rather handy as it pairs volunteers with seniors and others who are needing assistance. And it's coordinated by Amy Panermeo, who says volunteers try to help others as quick as possible.
We match the volunteer with the homeowner. Typically, I like to have them living close together so that there's fewer driving.
Snow Angels, always looking for more volunteers, though, if you feel like you want to help them out. And winter hasn't even officially arrived. That would be Sunday. The winter solstice is Sunday, 9:03 a.m. Shortest day of the year. After that, we get a wee bit more light each day.
I'm
I'll tell you what was exciting was that NFL game last night. Wow. Many are saying it might have been the best of the year. You can't argue with it when watch the highlights. If you were watching last night, that was an incredible game. The Seahawks go for two in overtime but beat the Rams, and
Darnold throws, caught for the 2 points. Eric Sorbert. What a game.
Yeah, what a game. That's how it ended. You got to go back a couple minutes and see what happened before that. Man, it was incredible. Seattle wins 38-37 after the Rams were up 16 points with about 8 minutes left in the fourth. Just an incredible finish. I didn't watch all of it. I was watching the Oilers, of course, in the NHL. They surprisingly won again. I shouldn't be surprised. They're actually on a bit of a roll. But I am surprised how good Boston is right now, the Bruins. Who, had they won last night, they would have temporarily taken over first in the Atlantic. But the Oilers had jump again last night.
Nugent Hopkins looking to spring McDavid. He does. It's a breakaway. And on Slavin, he scores. Connor McDavid, the shorthanded goal.
Man, McDavid is on a tear. And every game he's played as of late, there's a highlight reel goal like that one. He's your new co-leader in points with Nathan MacKinnon from the Avalanche. 58 points in just 35 games. They beat the Bruins 3-1. Habs beat the Blackhawks. Flames doubled up on the Seattle 4-2. The Leafs lost. Shout out to Washington. Caps beat them 4-0. What is going on with the Leafs? Sheesh. And what is going on? What do you think about this police officer in Regina who was caught snooping on his ex but wasn't adequately punished, at least according to the privacy commissioner? Constable Clinton Duquette used an internal police database to go snooping on his ex as well as their family and friends several times over 3 years. And he was only docked a day's pay when they found out and made to take the privacy training program again. So the privacy commissioner called that wholly inadequate.
We have humans that work here and sometimes they make mistakes. It's my expectation that this is not something that is a normal course of action. It's not behavior that we condone or support.
And that's Chief Laura Lee Davies' reaction to the privacy commissioner. She says the officer understands how serious this was.
I've spoken to him as recently as several hours ago, and he's very upset. He is embarrassed. He's embarrassed for our organization.
She went on to say they're looking at how they can improve its processes, and she's confident it won't be an issue for him going forward. But snooping over 3 years? We're not talking just once or twice. And then that's it. Over a day or two. 3 years. Reasonable discipline? Or do you think there should have been a little more? Impact weather this morning. Grab your shovels and your snow brush. Snow is falling over a swath of southern Saskatchewan here, and blowing snow advisory covers a lot of it, too, including Regina. We could expect wind gusts up to 80. We're already up to 60. Environment Canada meteorologist Dave Carlson says it might make for zero visibility.
Probably be not the best idea to embark on a road trip, especially in southeastern parts of Saskatchewan this evening. Maybe put it off for, 12 hours or so.
Heaviest snowfall amounts around Yorkton, Esterhazy, Broadview, towards the Manitoba border, maybe up to 6 inches or 15 centimeters. Here in Regina, could be 4 centimeters by the time it's done, about an inch and a half. It's 5:58. Last weekend to shop for Christmas. It's going to be a busy weekend, and it's not warming up at all. It's really windy out right now. City crews have been out, looks like overnight, too, again, grading the main drags. And I live just a half a block off of, I guess, what would be considered a secondary artery road because it's bus service. And it was all clean this morning. So they're into the secondaries. There's not going to be not a massive neighborhood grade because there just wasn't enough snow. But we are going to get maybe another inch and a half, 4 centimeters of snow today. And the wind already clocking in at 70 in open areas, making that commute in rural Saskatchewan this morning. It's probably a little dicey at times with visibilities. And if you have a moment after it's your commute is done, text me. Let me know how it went. 1-877-300-7275 so I can spread the word in the city right now. Not quite as crazy as it was on the drive yesterday morning, but it's still winter driving, slippery sections. Now that that grader has gone down, you can see that ice again from all the freezing rain that we got earlier in the week, and there are slippery sections, for sure there are. I got to give a shout out to our friends over at the Regina Food Bank. They're buckling up for the busiest weekend of the year. Volunteers have been preparing hampers to feed more than 3,000 families, and donations will be matched by Nutrien until Christmas Eve as well, if you want to lend a hand there. Our 56th annual Santa's Anonymous was a huge success, and families who are in need have been shopping at our toy store over at the Salvation Army. And something like well over, I think it's near 1,800 now, families will have a great Christmas courtesy of all of you who dropped off that new unwrapped toy in our toy bins and came through for us. We did it. Again, thanks to your help. You know, The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, he's a big Christmas fan. He was sharing on his social media how, I guess yesterday, he popped into a Walmart where they'd gathered all these families. The YMCA looks after needy families at Christmas that could use a helping hand. And The Rock walked in and surprised everyone.
Everyone gets $500. Yes, you heard that right. Thank you, Sam. Thank you for the hug. Thank you. And I have hidden 5 golden tickets. And if you find a golden ticket inside your stocking, I'm going to give you a cart. And you guys are going to take that cart and you're going to fill that cart up with as much toys as you can. And as long as it's in the cart and it stays on the cart, you take it home.
Oh my goodness. Couldn't have been better timing. I'm not working right now. My husband's in school full time to be a paramedic. So we've been living on a lot of family helping us. So this helps us a lot.
I'm actually a foster to adopt parent, and I'm doing this by myself. And I have 5 children. So this is one of the biggest, best things that we've ever received as a family.
For all the kids who didn't get a golden ticket, because that's kind of like, man, where's my ticket? You guys can go to the toy section. Any toy you want, you get one, you take it home, it's on me.
Yeah, and The Rock donates all his time and cut the check, too, for the entire thing. It's pretty cool the way he constantly helps you out as best as he can. Hey, council spent the better part of yesterday debating the budget. No change in the tax hike. Right now, we're at about 11.26 or $285 a year more for the average home. Mayor Chad Baczynski will join me after the 6:30 news this morning. Hey, this is Lanco. They're a Nashville band, and they're on board the CKPC Holiday Train, which will stop in Regina tomorrow, right on the tracks there by the Lawson, where it always has wound up each and every year. 6 o'clock tomorrow, the Holiday Train. It looks magnificent. A door will open. They'll perform. I think they have another act, too. And then they move to Moose Jaw. We're at 6 tomorrow, and in Moose Jaw tomorrow evening at 8 o'clock, the Holiday Train will a roll through there, too. Lots of holiday fun to be had on this, the last weekend of shop before the big day next week. As a matter of fact, you got Globe Theater with A Christmas Carol over at Casino Regina. My buddy Rory Allen and his Elvis tribute show is back for their Christmas show, which I chatted with him about recently.
Well, we've got Casino Regina, Christmas tradition around here. There's been people coming for years and years and years, and it's part of their Christmas.
It is a tradition. There's a lot of offices that want to party with you all the time.
Yeah.
You have a hardcore audience.
I do.
There are many who follow you.
Yes.
Not only in Regina, but will go out of town for you. That's going to make you feel pretty cool.
Oh, very. Like, now we have people driving down from Stanley Mission. The leadership from Stanley Mission, we did a show up there. The chief and a lot of the council, they come down and pick a Christmas show one of the nights, and they're there every night now.
That's nice.
Wherever we go.
The show itself, is it a full band? How many in the band?
Full band, there's 12 of us.
Okay.
Yeah, we've got...
So a wall of sound behind
you. A wall of sound.
And it's not just Christmas music, right?
No, we do Elvis's favorites that people, you know, want to hear at the Christmas season. We have fun with those, but then... You got to put in your standards that people want to hear, you know, Suspicious Minds and maybe a little Burnin' Love and Don't Be Cruel and All Shook Up and
Do you do costume changes movie song during the show?
I'm doing, we're going to start out in the earlier set. I think I might be doing leather this year.
Have a great show this weekend, pal. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, thanks, man.
Rory Allen, always nice to catch up with him. And those shows, his Christmas shows, are popular. There are a few tickets left, but not many. Hey, if you're out on a sparkle tour at all with your family this weekend, looking at lights, keep this in mind on Sunday. The Hispano Society Parade will be stopping by the Allen Family Light Show at 5140 Genereau Drive there in Regina's Northwest, somewhere between 6 and 6:30 on Sunday evening. They're going to be staying outside for a bit, just outside of the light show, so there's going to be extra traffic. That society goes all out. Every year they've got Santa on a float. Usually the Grinch is there at special guests. It's quite a spectacle. And of course, this year, even more special, having just lost the creator of the Allen Family Light Show, Trevor, who passed away last week. And his family's probably going to be touched by the amount of people that are going out of their way to say thank you. And just a great family. And Trevor will be missed. And it's nice to see the Hispano Society taking their parade there on Sunday evening. The new Avatar movie, Fire and Ash, is in Regina.
Whatever happens to me, protect this family forever.
End of the line, Jake.
Avatar, Fire and Ash.
Yeah, I have no desire to see this movie. I saw the first one years ago. Meh. Second one I skipped. This one, it's still, I don't know. But advanced screenings by all the critics, I call it terrific. It has a fresh rating over on Rotten Tomatoes, well over 70%. One said when the action kicks into gear, it's still a glorious spectacle. Another said there's a daring rescue mission that's honestly one of the best action sequences ever in an Avatar movie. And, well, I guess this Variety review seems to sum it up nicely. It says it's better than the second, bolder and tighter. It still has its share of amazements, but no longer feels visually unprecedented. I think what they're saying there is kind of how I feel when I see the trailer. I feel I've seen the blue people enough now, and they're odd looking. It's still gonna haul in $2 billion worldwide. CJME News Time now is 6:28.